You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 on this Tuesday in Coco. I am joined today by one of my favorites. I got Maestro Mark here from the Melbourne Community Orchestra, from the MCO. He is here. And, boy, we've got a lot to talk about. Hi, Mark.
Hi. It's so good to be here. And it's interesting that I'm here and it's not the night before a concert.
But that's okay because, oh, yeah. You know what? We've got a lot to talk about. One, family. Family is awesome. And you know, when we get older in life here, we get to pick our family.
We do.
We get some family when we come into this world, you know, naked, and we get those ones that come in.
I came into this world with a tuxedo on. I don't know what you mean.
You probably did come in with a tuxedo on. Danny's in the studio. Hi, Danny.
Hello.
Good to see you, Danny.
So last week we had family day in here because I had some people from out of town and my own kids, because I have a 10-year-old and 19-year-old still at home. And I think it's really important to, you know, that whole take your kid to work day. People might think, that's not, you know, cool and whatever anymore. But I have to tell you, when you're not home a lot, I think it's really important for your family to see what you do and see all the places. And you want them to be proud of what you're doing. So I thought it was really cool. I brought the girls in here. They were pretty good on their best behavior, Danny. They didn't speak out of turn, and they didn't interrupt. I thought it was a good family day that we had.
Yes, they were all very good.
Yeah. My kids have been in here before, and, yeah, they're usually, even the little one. The little one did tell, I said, can you tell the guests anything? And she says, I can tell them that they should always shake a martini at least 30 times.
Boom.
She's nine. She was nine that day. But I loved having family day. So
that's
family
really cool.
Day brings me to what you and I did this weekend, because yes, we do the Melbourne Orchestra. We once a month, most of the time, we have two nights that we get together and we joint venture. I do food and beverage and a little bit of advertising here on the radio.
Yes.
You come on the radio with me, and then we do this event together.
Absolutely.
And it is a great, great night.
And it's teamwork.
Free.
Big time teamwork.
It is teamwork. Absolutely. And it is when I tell people, it is my favorite event of the month. It really truly is. And people don't believe that. You know, our director laughed and went, she thought I was kidding. And I go, no, it is my favorite event. One, I love the people. I love the people. And they are from, you know, you got two-year-olds coming in their little party dress, dancing in the aisles. How cool is that?
I was just asked about that recently, by the way. Somebody from another organization said, we're getting so much older in our group, in our audience. I came to your concert, and there were little kids dancing.
Yes.
You had young people playing with you. What have you done to transform this orchestra?
You know, I said that about a church, Life's Oasis, back, this was when my kids were, you know, my older kids were in their 18s, 20s, whatever. Their youth group had over 100 people in it. And I said, with those 100 people come their parents.
That's right.
You know, so it's like, don't shun away the young people in life. They're our future, you know. And I love that we have every age in that room.
Yeah.
You know, we have another person that does a music night. I'm telling you what, it's Fossil City. You know, I love Fossil City. But all the same, it is not exciting. You know, like the, what is that show, The Love Boat, Exciting and New, you know? It's like, you. I think you played that one night even.
We might have.
That's right. The it is for everybody. The
well,
orchestra's
and we
for try everybody.
To, we try to engage everybody. And we're listening. We did surveys. We're listening to, you know, what do you want to see? What do you want to hear?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be catering to that a little bit this year. It's
I love
be some
it.
Different
we're
things.
We're going to be doing it together, teamwork.
Absolutely.
But before we get going talking about the orchestra, I want to tell everybody out there what catering event I did this weekend. Okay?
Did you do something this weekend?
Because, well, you know what? I had the gun show this weekend.
Right.
And let me tell you, I was really shocked that the gun show was down in attendance big time. I was thinking with all the political stuff going on, you know, I try not to talk politics, but I love politics. The gun show I thought would be packed. I thought everybody would be going, we got a gun up. We need five ARs in the house, and we need that AR flamethrower, and that just amazes me. But there was not. It was a very subdued gun show this weekend. I heard there was a big one in Orlando. Don't know how it did. Maybe I don't really think that things in Orlando bother us. You know,
no,
somebody would have went there and came to us the next day. But for whatever reason, the gun show wasn't its usual. Next month, the gun show will be back. Let's see. In August is the only time. Yes, we do. We have it on the August 24th, August 25th. The gun show will be back at the Melbourne Auditorium. So everybody can come back and see that air flamethrower. but what I really did this weekend, while the gun show was going on and my staff, who was wonderful, took care of that, I did a private event. Now, I know you hear me say on this station all the time, I'm not doing any outside catering. I'm done putting a dish in my new rocket.
Okay,
don't want it
sure.
in my car. I'm done doing. But when Mark said, can you come and cater an event for me at my house? I said, yes, I can.
It was
I'd be mad if you had anybody else.
It was an open house.
It was an open house. He put out this beautiful invitation. That said, you know, come
oh, you
see
know
our
home. You know who printed that invitation?
I know Noelle probably
yeah.
did
yes,
it.
Yes, she did.
Beautiful, you know, come see our new
RSVP.
Home. Come at 6 o'clock. But what people didn't know, I was a little privied since I was doing the food. They were getting married. This was not an open house. And it was very cool because we went in, we set up the full bar. He's got a beautiful bar outside and the house is beautiful. And we set up. Beautiful bar, and then we did, which I thought was really cool. I said at the last minute, hey, let's switch. Let's do like bowls, poke bowls, and shrimp ceviche bowls, chicken pork bowls. Let's do sliders.
It was awesome.
We
oh
did
my gosh.
All kinds of different food. We did tacos.
Yep.
And so the food went over well, but I knew we were coming for a wedding.
Oh.
So it was so
beautiful.
Who got
married?
Maestro Mark married his sweetheart Noelle, and let me tell you, first of all, during the day she played it off good. When people got there, she was just hanging out with the crowd. Hey, check out my house here. Check out my house here. This is nice.
We're in
here.
Like this maroon muumuu or something.
Yeah, she was in a muumuu, yeah. Looking beautiful, and then all of a sudden she disappeared. Now Mark is showing people, hey, check out my new linen white suit. You know, he's looking all dapper in the house, and then he goes outside. Noelle comes down from the stairs in the most beautiful wedding dress. How cool was that? That was very memorable. Now, I know this wasn't your first wedding. Can I say that on the air?
Yeah, that's okay.
But it was the coolest, wasn't it?
Oh, by far.
It was, yes. It was so,
so
cool.
So
yes.
Different, so wonderful.
And everybody drank a lot, you know.
Oh, that's yeah, you told me. Yeah.
It was a happy crowd.
It was a very happy
Everybody
crowd.
Everybody was all ages dancing. But family, you had family there, your daughter.
Did you see, yeah, my daughter was there with her
yeah.
children.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see my granddaughter out of nowhere? She decided that she would pick up the back of Noelle's dress and walk around.
That was so cool.
Like,
that was just so cool.
What made her do that,
and
right?
And I loved the little guys coming over where you were getting married at. No, I'm just going to come right where they're
yeah, Cole,
right where they,
yeah,
yeah.
Going to come over and walk over. What are you guys
yeah.
doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you saying? I can't hear you close. I'm going to get closer so I can hear everything.
Yep.
You had the horse of a dog?
Yes.
What kind of dog is that?
She's half Dalmatian and half Pyrenees, which
just
is a gigantic
beautiful.
Dog.
guys, this was not a dog. This was a horse and attended the wedding indoors.
It's a 108-pound lap dog. She thinks she's a lap dog. She wants you sit on the couch. She wants to get right up on the couch, lick you, and lay on your lap.
So we did this beautiful wedding, and I love Noelle's mom said, "Did you know they were getting married? I'm the mom of the bride. I did not know."
She did not know.
I did not know. Do you think somebody would have told me? What do you think, Mark?
Well, we're paying for that still.
You're
the next morning.
Good thing she likes
you. Yeah, I think she does. Yeah, the next morning, Noelle picked up the phone and said, "Hey, you guys want to go to breakfast?" So we went to Morning Glory. It used to be Sun on the Beach on Sally Beach.
Yeah, been there.
They drove all the way from Vieira.
Okay.
And so the seat right next to Noelle was open. That's where her mother sat down.
Oh, yes. Oh, she's getting it now.
And she said to her mother, "You know, were you excited? Were you surprised?" And she said, "I was very excited, but I'm more hurt." Like, oh, geez,
and I tried to smooth that over for you. I tried to smooth it over for you.
And, you know, and Noelle said, "Well, nobody knew." And she said, "No, other people knew." She said, "Well, some people figured it out, but they didn't know."
So she asked me, and I said, "Listen, I said, I knew it was a housewarming, but prior to the day, because we wanted to make sure, you know, we had the wedding cake thing and all the wedding stuff and that we were set for a wedding."
Right.
So,
and that was my cousin who made the cake. That's what she does.
It's a beautiful cake. Yeah. The, I thought the night went wonderful. It was fun.
It was amazing.
It was my last, I'm going to say it one more time here on the air. You guys, I'm done offsite catering. No more. Unless Mark's having another party at his house, not a wedding. No more weddings for Mark.
Okay, no.
But, no more outside catering. I am city and state. City and state is all I'm doing.
Well, it was amazing. The funny thing,
it was good.
She's telling people she's my private chef. The way she was. I got people coming up to me going, "What?"
So they were coming in, and I am your private chef.
Oh.
They were coming in saying, "So do you do this often?" I go, no, only for Mark, because you know I am his private chef, right? We didn't know Mark had a private chef. And you know I was in chef's garb.
Yes.
You know, I was dressed.
Yes, you were.
Until about 9 o'clock. It was hot. It was a hot day.
Yeah, it was.
I was almost ready to walk on the water in the pool.
Yep.
And hopefully sink. And but it was a fun day. So I'm glad that was my last outside catering job, truly, because, you know, I did buy a new restaurant last week.
You told me a little bit.
And
where's it at? You could tell me all about
burgers
that.
Instead of Five Guys, because we only need three women to do Five Guys job.
Well,
I'm saying it on the air. If I put that inside the place, I have to. My attorney has let me know. Legal has let me know. I have to put. It only takes three women to do five men's job.
Yeah, not guys.
Yeah, I gotta leave the word guys.
So where's
this
located?
So we're inside Eastern Florida State College, as always.
Okay.
We've got the three places in Melbourne now, and all of Palm Bay, and then, of course, I'm the city. I'm Melbourne, city of Melbourne. I'm the bartender for Melbourne, Melbourne's own private bartender, and I make sure that everybody gets drunk safely in Melbourne. See, I know. That's a lot on my shoulders, to make sure they don't overdrink. I cut them off of their tequila shots, and
thank God she didn't cut me off on the other day.
I didn't cut anybody off the other night. No, I was serving blue drinks to little guys. They're like, "Is there alcohol in here?" It was a beautiful night. I know. So we've got some big things coming up. Huge event I'm doing. I think it might be one of the biggest events ever. I'm going to be doing for Nikki, the director of. Is putting this beautiful event together. I can't talk about it yet, but I can only say preview because it's coming really fast. And I'm working with the MPD, and it's going to be huge. Just huge over at Front Street area, but we're doing the whole outside area at Front Street.
Oh.
This is going to be a huge day.
There used to be a big 4th of July thing there.
We had Mel Boom, and Mel Boom went very, very good.
Well,
it was
do you remember
fun.
Back in the day, Space Coast Pops used to play there. They'd bring a stage, and we'd play, and then during the fireworks display, we'd play again.
See, now, were you down, like, in the by the railroad tracks, or were you by Front Street?
Front Street.
You were?
Yeah, okay,
I think that's cool.
They had a stage set up right there at Front Street.
Like, I think we should have something right there by the boat ramp. Of course, we don't have a lot of parking.
Right.
That night's pretty crazy parking-wise. Like, the VIPs are the only ones.
They were doing buses rotating.
Buses from the auditorium,
right,
as
right.
always.
They were doing that. But for some reason, you know, well, Space Coast Pops had folded. And then BSO does the thing up at Riverview up there in Cocoa. But I know that the president of MCO, like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, approached people in Melbourne and said, hey, you want to do this full orchestra thing again for 4th of July? And they said no.
Huh. So I have to tell you, I got bird flu the 2 weeks prior to that.
Oh, wow.
And the 4th of July, I did have the okay to go back to work on the 4th of July, but I thought, no, I'm not going to be with everybody in the city on the 4th of July when I'm just, like, literally, they had only okayed me the day before on the 3rd.
It'd be to be okay. You'd be okay if it was with people you didn't like that you had to be with. Right?
I would do that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I would do that, absolutely.
So, and, you know, I got sick from a wedding. I did an off-site catering at a church, and the people had let me know on, this was on Saturday, they let me know on Monday that people had gotten off the plane and that all the people that had gotten off the plane were very ill.
Oh,
and
boy.
That was on Monday. By Tuesday, I mean, I thought for sure I had COVID. The only thing I had my smell, but it sure did feel like COVID. And I isolated. No one in my home, my kids, nobody, you know, I really just locked myself in my room and didn't let anybody come over and stayed at my restaurants, which is hard for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a control freak. So Stephanie, who does a show with me, has experienced the same thing right now. COVID is back. My friend, the doctor, who's on a cruise ship right now, I hope she doesn't come back ill.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be back tomorrow. But she said, yes, it's running rampant again. You know, just when we thought it was safe to go back in the water.
It was about 3 weeks ago, Noelle's sister and mother had it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's not as big of a deal as it was because people, you know, there's not morgue trucks in back of hospitals because they've learned how to treat it
right
the correct way. Because when it happened, everybody was just freaking out and didn't know what it was. And so certainly it's containable now. But
right, a little bit
still
more watered down. It's not the killer
that it
was. It
beats your butt.
Yeah, sure.
You know, your oxygen levels are down and, yeah, you feel like crap. So... So I'm healthy and back in the studio. I had to do a taped show, which I also run Keith, Kenny, and Scott. You know, I run the brothers on the show, so that one always goes over well. You know, we're here because of Melbourne Seafood still.
Right.
And Melbourne Seafood is still, have you been there lately?
No, I haven't. Shoot.
Because you're not too far. Let me think what would, Vieira would probably be the closest one to you is hitting.
Just jump over Pineda.
Jump over Pineda and go to the avenues there.
They don't have anything on Beachside, do they?
So it's a weird thing because we still have restaurants closing. This week, Bagel 13 closed.
Hmm.
Still loads of restaurants closing. I think I've got to figure out why they're closing because everybody's like, oh, the economy. Big companies are making billions of dollars. It's not the economy. It's employees' wages. We're mm-hmm. still having the whole employee problem where these people from COVID, where they were remotely working from home and making a bazillion dollars from half the work. And now when they come to get a job, even if it's a assembler's, I call because I go in and set everything up usually. Mm-hmm. People come in behind me and assemble. It's an assembler's job. I want you for a few hours to just assemble what I'm putting in front of you. You don't even have to think. I've worked the menu out. Do it exactly like I'm showing you. I'm giving you 10 items to make. This is easy. You need not prep anything, do anything. We have a staff behind you that cleans. This is an easy job. I'm going to give you $15 an hour. No, I really want $20, $25 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Mm-hmm.
For what? What are you doing for that? Now, most of the time there's tips involved. So they're actually making more, you know, but I say to them, no, I'm just going to pay $15 an hour. No, that's not enough money. Okay. What? So now these companies need employees because they can't open because they don't have... you can't open the doors without staff, or you might have actually seen where you've gone to a restaurant. The restaurant's half empty, but yet they can't sit you
right
because there's no servers.
We've run into that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, well, can I just sit there for a while?
Right.
You know, when you get to me. No, we can't sit you in a section because we don't have a server there. Well, okay, so they have to pay out that $20 an hour. So now they're paying all these people $20 an hour, and the bottom line is, restaurants are a numbers game, but I think everything in life is a numbers game. Your employees' wages have to be under 14%, or you will belly up. Your food costs have to be under 35%, or you will belly, you know, up. It's all a video game, I say. You have to keep everything in place. So now all of a sudden, you're paying your employees, you know, 25%. Now you're not making any money, and you go out of business. Mm-hmm. That was not the economy's fault. That was the greed of the people who want to get paid now for nothing. And I witness this every day in our in the restaurant business.
Well, but look how the quote unquote minimum wage thing has hurt people working in fast food in California. So what do? They're going to kiosks and all these people.
Yes.
Not going to pay you because they wanted $20 an hour mm-hmm. to work at McDonald's, which was when it all started. It was an entry level for high school
yes.
type kids, and now all of a sudden you got people that have two college degrees saying, "Well, I'll go and work at McDonald's for $20 an hour."
Right. And so, you know, I'm a food court. I am on both sides of Chick-fil-A. I still don't get it. Hey, love you, Chick-fil-A, but I don't get it. I don't get the whole Chick-fil-A thing. My kids love Chick-fil-A. In the college, the kids love Chick-fil-A. So I literally am on both sides of Chick-fil-A. I'm mucho mahalo, doing burritos, like sort of a De Kind Diego's mm-hmm. type, a Polynesian type burrito that's like Baja Fresh from California, a little fresher. And then on the other side of them is my hamburger place, surrounded by Chick-fil-A. So, which is not a bad thing, because the line is at Chick-fil-A, like the, what did they call that, a cow's path where you go through the little gate, you know, and follow the person in front of you till you get to the front. I mean, that's how many people are at Chick-fil-A. So at least now the ones that have to get to class are coming to either side of them.
You're peeling them off.
So
okay.
I made a good move with burgers. So we're doing burgers, salad bar, sliders, a Cuban sandwich. Very limited. So you can get a burger and tacos, you can get a burger and a hot dog, or you can get tacos and a burrito.
And your sliders are amazing. I can attest to that after this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. People love sliders.
Right?
Yes.
They're simple.
Sliders, 3 sliders and fries for $10.
Oh,
nothing's
wow.
Nothing's over $10, okay? Which reminds me of
That's
getting back,
deal.
Not to be jumping around, but our Melbourne Seafood lunch is still under $10.
Really?
Yes. You can't go to McDonald's now because they got to pay for that kiosk.
Right.
And get a lunch for $10.
No.
It's getting crazy.
You can't get a kid's meal for
no.
$10. It's way more than that.
So all my listeners, please go in Melbourne Seafood this week. I'm going to tell you, if you like fried food, go to the one on US 1. That one's not too far from you either. US 1 right there downtown Melbourne, right by Front Street. It's at the corner of... U.S., let's see, what it used to be across from Nomads. Remember when Nomads?
Yeah,
right across the street, there used to be a gas station.
Right, it's painted blue or something
yes.
like that.
Yes, it's painted like a sea. It's painted like the ocean.
Oh.
That is Melbourne Seafood, where they're doing fried food now. So you
okay.
can get fried fish. You didn't used to be able to get that at Mel Seafood. You can still get all their great pastas and all of that. Danny, I know you've eaten there. Great value for your money.
Definitely.
But so you can go to the one downtown. You can go to the one... That's
Viera.
On Palm Bay Road by Walmart, by 95, that area there, or Viera. So Viera's very up and coming. It's they've got everything in Viera now, and a Melbourne Seafood.
And
so.
Too many people.
And too many people. So I moved from the beaches years ago to Viera when they first started building Charlet Estates. It was a beautiful, beautiful I think that, like, there's one out there called Summer Lakes that is beautiful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think Charlet Estates is just as beautiful because you can have your own builder. The houses are all beautiful, and it's serene and nice. One of the things for Viera that sold me was they had drain systems. When it rains, all the roads are dry. The
mm-hmm.
water just ran off them. So I'm like, let me move from the beach and move to Viera. So, no, I felt like it was 18 miles from the beach. I felt like it was so far.
Well, I know, and of course...
I had to move back.
Teaching at Satellite High School for 30 years, I lived beachside.
Yes.
And then...
That's home. Doesn't,
right. And then,
that
moved,
feels like
home. And then moved away for 4 or 5 years, and now I'm back in Satellite.
Back in Satellite.
Beach.
Which, beautiful. I love Monticello. It's just beautiful.
And I mean, it's just so much fun being back at Paxton, New Wilson. Paxton. He's just... He says it's a neighborhood. We actually
yeah.
have a neighborhood.
Yeah.
He says, when we were living over Viera, he just felt like
yeah.
a lot of houses look all the same.
Yeah.
It's not really a neighborhood,
yes.
you know.
So, and I did like a lot of things about Vera. I'm actually thinking of going back, and then I'll probably get back there and hate it because I'm a beach person. So let me ask you, because you're originally from New Jersey.
Yep.
So when you say home, is home satellite now? Because for me, it's in the Atlantic. It's always going to be the beach. Home, like I've spent more time here now than in Detroit, where I'm from. So I told everybody, my three favorite friends in the world, Barb Dunn, Lynn Davis, and Karen Cook, I hurt their feelings. I went out to dinner with them. I went into Detroit for my brother's daughter's wedding. But I said to them, I go, you guys, it's bittersweet for me. I'm never coming back here. I have nothing to come back here for. I didn't mean that. Karen, Barb, and Lynn, I did not mean that. What I meant was I always want to see them, okay?
Right.
But it's just not home anymore.
Right.
When I couldn't even find my way to my old house. Everything's different. Everything's changed. I moved away from there, you know, really when I was 16 years old. I had to go back and finish school and what have you. But this is home. This is definitely home now. So when people say, have you been home lately? It's like, I'm home every day.
Yeah, I'm
Detroit
here.
Detroit is not my home anymore.
I'm here 41 years now.
So where's home?
Well, I tell people, and it's funny, is it my accent? I say, you know, I live beachside. I live Satellite Beach. I always say beachside. Satellite Beach. Yeah, but where are you originally from? Yeah, I'm from Jersey. And then people go, oh, yeah, of course you are. But it's funny.
It's not home, though. But Satellite's home.
What? Right. Right. It's funny because, you know, I even told Noelle, I said the joke about having to go mainland. You know, people joke all the time on the beach, oh, you know, do I have to go mainland?
Oh, do I have to cross a bridge?
Yeah, or right.
So, yeah.
So we were doing something rather, and we were going out somewhere. And we get in the car, and she looked at me and says, do we have to go mainland for this? And I just started laughing. I said, see? It happens.
So from the time I was 16 and could drive, my father, we lived in Melbourne Beach. My father would say, don't let me catch you across that bridge. I wasn't allowed to pass Fifth Avenue.
All right.
I wasn't allowed to pass the yellow blinking light in Floridiana.
That's where I first moved was Florida.
So, yeah. So that was my boundaries. You couldn't pass and you could not cross the bridge. You could be on the ocean all day long. You were not allowed to cross that bridge. So it was almost like when I turned 18 and I could go, your hands would shake on the wheel. It's like, oh, my dad says I can't cross this bridge. You know, oh, I can't cross Fifth Avenue. And we really do live on an island. People who say they live in Merritt Island is a peninsula.
Right.
It's attached.
Yep.
We live on an island. At some point, you have to cross a bridge to get on our island. So I always say we live on the island.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people who come here from Michigan, it doesn't take them very long because they're so used to driving 20 miles to go to work and whatever. And, you know, driving up to Cocoa, it's so nice to come up to Cocoa one day a week. But us going over that bridge, we feel like it's 50 miles.
I'm sure.
We got to cross the bridge. It's so far. It's 4 miles. It's 4 miles, folks.
Well, my sister in Jersey.
But we still don't want
to cross it. My sister, living in Jersey City, we lived 5 miles from the school that she was teaching in. Took her almost an hour one way every day.
See?
To go 5 miles.
Now, I can tell you that we're getting so much traffic. When I first came here in 1978, I believe, or 77, is when my parents got their place here. And then they were part-time because I had to finish high school. But there was just sea grapes. There was it wasn't the Crown Plaza, then it was the Holiday Inn on the beach. There was the Breakers.
I've got a better story for everybody listening. Going down towards Floridana, one lane each way, the speed limit was 70.
Yes.
Remember that? It was 70 miles on
A-Way. And, you know, and this is a terrible story because a child got hit one time crossing the street to go watch Turtles with and we did CPR for 55 minutes because no EMS could get by.
Yep.
Because the traffic was so bad. And but I loved it down there. It was scrub jay territory and it was beautiful. And growing up in Melbourne Beach was... you know, we hung out under the bridge at night.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bonfire there, or we had a bonfire at the yellow blinking light in Floridiana.
Yep.
You know, and then I owned the restaurant at Ocarina for years.
Oh,
so
really?
I've always had three restaurants. I say now I have five. I always had three. I had the Ocean Cafe right there next to Savers Drugs on Ocean Avenue.
Yes.
I had that, my gosh, 35 years. And then I had the restaurant at Spessard Holland Golf Course.
Oh.
And then I had Ocarina. So I started my day out with biscuits and gravy because we made the biscuits and gravy from scratch at 6 in the morning at Ocean Avenue. And then by 4 o'clock, I did happy hour with the old timers at the golf course who would come in off the golf course, and we would have happy hour till 6. And then I was cooking foo-foo food at the Ocarina.
My aunt
because
loved
Ocarina. I was the beautiful place on the ocean, 6,000 square foot of the most beautiful restaurant ever. Here.
We used to go eat there all the time.
Yes.
I was taking care of my father's sister. Elizabeth was, you know, but heck, I got custody of Elizabeth when she was 6 months old. Talk about bringing your child to work.
Yeah.
She grew up in the satellite band room. You know,
we had a great, we had a jazz night there. We had a jazz night that was awesome. We had a karaoke night.
No, it was great.
Do you remember the lounge looked like a boat?
Yeah, we probably went there.
It had portholes for windows.
4 or 5 times a month
to
dinner with my aunt.
So what was great about there is it was a country club.
Mm-hmm.
So from Ocarina, you got a check for $10,000 on the first very month because each member had to pay $80 whether they were in town or not. So you got that money. Now, what was bad about it is through the month, they just gave you cards. They came in with their membership card, and then you billed them. They got billed on the first of every month. Some people would seriously run $100,000 tab up. We had a construction company, 2 of them in town.
Wow.
They would send their clients there, you know, 10 a day. So you got all the money on the first, but then you carried this bill for the whole month. So, and then Ocarina would bill them all. You would give them their receipts and they would bill. But it was a pretty cool thing for years. They had to evict me from there.
Wow.
Because that Warsteiners owned that building.
Right.
And Warsteiners from Warsteiner Beer, they owned that building, and they wanted it back. And they said, because, you know, I had the beautiful pool and the outside deck and two levels.
My aunt used to get a membership for my birthday so that I could take Elizabeth to the pool there. Because it was like 2 miles from the last street, Floridana.
Okay, yeah.
You know.
So, and we had the elevator that sent the food down, the chute that sent the food down to the pool. It was so cool, but the Warsteiner said, we want the place back. And I was on my 13th year. So I had a 10-year contract and then another 3 years. I was into my 10-year. And they said, we want it back. I go, no, I'm not leaving.
What years were you there doing that?
Oh, my gosh. 2002 to 2020, I don't know. But 13 years I was there. 2002 to 2012.
Okay.
That's what it was. 2014. But I wouldn't leave. I said, no, you're going to have to evict me. I'm not going. And and they said, what do you mean we have to evict you? I go, well, I make my living here. I'm not just taking off, and you got to buy me out of my lease. So they did. They had to give me 5 years to get me to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I dragged my feet the whole way.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Screaming.
I'm not leaving. Try to evict me. Try. I'm not going. So I was in those three areas doing 3 different things: breakfast, lunch, and then foo-foo dinner. And then we did a beautiful buffet on Sundays. I still see people today because everybody had their weddings at Ocarina.
Right. Oh yeah.
So I'll see people now, and they'll say, "Where do I know you from?" And I'll say, "I did your parents' wedding before you were born."
Nice.
And they would always come back. So yeah, that was my stomping grounds. I loved it.
I had no idea.
Well, yeah. Yes, and everybody knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I always told my kids growing up, don't even do anything wrong because I will know before you hit the door. And I sure did. My child smoked at the bus stop one time. And I don't know if you remember Shag's surf shop.
Yes.
She was there forever. This bus stop was in front of Shag's house.
Mm-hmm.
So Shag was on the phone with me right away. Meredith's out there smoking. And I said, thank you for calling. And as soon as her brother walked through, do I go, was Meredith smoking? He was not ratting his sister out. He was, he was tight-lipped. He didn't tell me nothing. So she walked through the door. I go, you smoking at the bus stop? So now she's mad at Alex. You know, she's like, you told her I was smoking at the bus stop? And I go, oh, no, no. He didn't tell me nothing. In fact, he's in trouble, too, because he didn't tell me. I says, I told you, you cannot do anything wrong in Melbourne Beach.
There you go.
I love Melbourne Beach.
Yeah.
So that's home. That is home.
It is.
Listen, we've got a lot happening. You want to hear about it?
Yeah.
And our phones are ringing. I love when you and I are here. I don't know if you can see the phone is just vibrating off the hook. I'm going to give everybody, I didn't give everybody the phone number today because we're changing the radio station phone number. It's always been the 321-437-1567. That's still a good number if you want to talk business about restaurants or catering. But the phone number for the show, What's Cooking in the 321, write this down. I'll text it out there to everybody who's ever texted me. Somehow I'll try to figure out that group text. It's 321-305-9906. We need to figure out also what that spells so I can come up with a word that you can call. The phone is, the whole time we're here, it's just vibrating.
So Brevard area code and then the old Miami area code, 305.
That's right, 321.
305, got easy one.
So 321 for What's Cooking in the 321, 305 for We Still Love Miami, We Still Love South Beach,
yep.
Okay? And then the, what is it, 305-9906. I hope that spells something. Is there a vowel in there? Do I have to buy a vowel?
9906.
But that, you can text me at any point. You can, Mark, we need to get together. We need to get Noelle and Jen, because we need to merge our Facebook pages so we can put all of our events on.
Okay.
You know,
since we're partners here. Yeah.
And we, yeah, because I'm not very good at that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well,
so
that's,
I'm good at talking, Mark. You and I have something
in
common.
I could do, yeah, I could, we could do that all day. One of the reasons that the whole, our whole clientele and the younger people has changed because Noelle does that whole social media thing.
That's not the only reason.
Well,
let me tell you one of the big reasons. Dead Men Tell No Tales. Brilliant.
Brilliant that you're doing these shows.
One of my personal favorite shows was still though, the songs from the movies.
Right.
I love, although piano is still my favorite, I could listen to classical jazz. I love top 40 on the piano.
We're featuring a piano player this year on
concert. I can't wait.
In October. I can't tell you what it is, but it's going to be pretty amazing.
He's all hush-hush all the time, Danny. He's hush-hush. But
well, he can't give it away. I mean, I
know, but we will be giving previews on the radio.
Well, and Friday we're having our big reveal party. Our VIPs are coming.
So tell us what you've been working on. So what have you been working on that you can tell us?
Okay.
I mean,
we've put together this whole program for the season with the music committee, and we're going to be telling a story throughout the year.
Our first concert. So it's like tune in next month.
Yeah, our first concert September 4th and 5th.
Okay.
Which means I'm here on the 3rd.
Okay.
Tuesday the 3rd, I'm guessing.
I've got you before, yeah. Absolutely.
We're going to be discussing just the elements in the world.
Okay.
You know, our pajama holiday went over so big this past year with people wearing pajamas to the concert.
I loved it.
I can say that we're going to do some form of that only because the audience said we all want to wear pajamas again. But, you know, you talked about the main mysteries. If I can't imagine that the whole world has not been there. But with these stories that Noelle writes, the original one was a clue game. And we had a detective come in and try to find out, you know, who killed the violinist.
What's his name again?
Alfie Silva. And he also was the Johnny Depp character, Jack Sparrow.
But I loved how he said your name.
Yeah, well, and that's what I'm waiting. Yeah. That's what I'm getting up to. So in the script, I was referred to as Maestro Brasoli. But of course, the Columbo detective says, hey, Maestro Brasshole.
Right.
You know, and so that became a running joke. So for the next thing, the Dead Man Tell No Tales, Noelle says to me, I'm going to use Admiral Brasoli. So
that's hilarious.
So you got to keep that going. So Captain Jack Sparrow could say, hey, Brasoli. Well, but here's the funniest story of all. About 3 weeks ago, I'm at a dance recital at Satellite High School.
Mm-hmm.
Noelle's on a work detail somewhere. She's out of state. So I'm at this dance recital. The concert finishes up, and I'm sitting in the first row of the sort of mezzanine balcony, so there's a big aisle between and then all the seats in the orchestra. So the concert's over, the recital's over, I stand up, this family stands up in front of me, full family, grandparents, parents, little kids. They all turn around, and the parent looks and says, Admiral Brasoli, and he salutes me.
That's hilarious.
And I have no idea who these people are.
That's
and, you know,
hilarious.
And I tell the story, and people say, well, what what did you say after he saluted you? I said, I didn't know what to say, so I just said, at ease.
At ease. So I'm glad that you're going to keep that going. That's and that's the things, you guys. This is not your ordinary. I always say I am not your ordinary concession. This is not your ordinary orchestra.
No. Nope.
Don't be afraid of it. So that's the thing is, I love when I know the songs. You know, I do.
Well,
I don't know all the classicals. I don't.
We'll have a lot of families and kids there for the holiday program.
Yeah.
And then right after that, our next concert, we're deviating from what we normally do. And we're going to be catering to those same families from the holiday program. We're going to be featuring some selections by the greatest storyteller that's ever lived.
Burl Ives?
The greatest storyteller
really?
Who ever lived.
Yeah?
Yep.
No hint?
That is the hint. What, do you want me to sing Silver and Gold? This is the Burl Ives, Silver and Gold. No, I'm talking about this is after the holiday concert.
This is cool.
Yeah, it'll be by the greatest storyteller. You know something? I'm going to send you all this stuff.
And
Friday,
we don't
once
have
we
anything in August
thing.
Then.
No.
In August.
Well,
so we've got to wait till September.
We were supposed to have our first rehearsal August 1st. Because
we do
like 5 weeks and then concert each time. 5 weeks, another concert. And so all the information went out about our first rehearsal and everything. And then 2 days ago, we were told, oh, no, it's going to be tented and for termites.
Yeah, that stinks.
And it's like, I can't believe it was last minute. So now our first rehearsal is going to be bumped up to Wednesday, the 31st of July.
Okay.
But, you know, it's no different than when you were saying, Ken, that the Tuesday and Wednesday concert as opposed to Wednesday, Thursday. You know, even these people who are playing the orchestra, they're in the groove of, it's always Thursday.
Yep.
Now we're saying, no, it's Wednesday.
And let's talk about them, because first of all, I want everybody out there to know that you guys run on donations.
That's it.
So you guys send, I don't care if it's $5, like send something. Let's keep this going, because it's a great thing. And I keep my prices down so you come for free, and you can get a meal for under 10 bucks. You know, you can get a beverage for under 6.
Great meal.
I'm even going to start shaking martinis and doing some cool things. We're going to beef up the bar a little bit, make it fun, have a special drink that goes with the music or something.
Well, you made, you know, it was Noelle's idea. Like, maybe we could get some people in to help with donations if we called them VIP. And
yes.
There's a $300 threshold that if you donate $300, you were VIP for the whole season.
And you get champagne and hors d'oeuvres.
And the hors d'oeuvres are amazing.
Shrimp cocktail. I mean, I try to do it.
Homemade ice cream.
We had beef Wellington. Spumoni is my favorite.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
People don't, what is that? That was great. You don't know what Spumoni ice cream is?
Yeah. But that's gone over like gangbusters.
Yes.
It's really
helpful. I love it. So you can come out. You can $300. Hello, is that for the year?
That's for the whole year.
The
you're a VIP.
The whole year, you get to be a VIP.
And during intermission, you get to rub elbows with me and a couple of the orchestra members we bring over there, and it's.
So how about the people? Are you looking for any more people to play, or is that something that you open up once a year? How does that work?
It's interesting because I think we're going to have about 15 new people with us.
Wow. Any young ones?
Yes.
Good. I love hearing
we,
it.
We'll always take more string players. You know,
okay.
There's no limit on the string players that we can bring in. So, you know, it's amazing. There's younger people that belong to a lot of different groups that are paying up to $400 or $500 to participate in the groups, and we're free.
Yeah, that's
we're on
awesome.
A Thursday
Listen
night
to this one,
so
Mark.
Free.
Thanks for sharing the number. First time listener, love it.
Oh.
Hello. How great is this, huh? The phones are ringing off the hooks. I thought, you know, the only one would be listening to us is my mother who's up in heaven. But you know what, Mark? We do good. We maybe have to do this twice a month.
Well, we just might have to. But you know something?
Let's tell everybody.
We got to get our restaurant review thing going.
You know what? And I want to do
We talked about this.
I want to do a dinner show so bad.
I know.
We need to get going.
Well, and
that.
You know, guess what? That's I was saying we did a first for the orchestra. We had a visionary meeting. It was all-day thing, a workshop. Like, where do we want to be in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years?
I love projections.
And having some sort of gala was part of that. Let's have a whole catered gala. So that we're looking at doing different things and reaching out and just trying to collaborate. We will be collaborating with Dance Prelude and the Dance Zone doing things again this
year. That's cool.
with our survey, the audience was like, do more things with dancers, yeah. do more things with drama.
And I love the shows. Yeah. I do. We do got a lot going on in the 321. Back to Melbourne Seafood, they have an all-you-can-eat snow crab special this whole, it's on Fridays this whole month, $49, all-you-can-eat snow crab. And I can tell you this, you guys, the snow crab's out of this world. It's not like little pieces that you get at some, like, Chinese buffet or something. It's real snow crab. They also have dollar oysters every Wednesday. Villa Palma Restaurant. Villa Palma, the peeps from Villa Palma, Frank Mazzella, I don't know if him himself, but I know his bartender's going to be here next week. Stephanie's going to be back. I hope you're listening, Stephanie, and feeling better today, but she'll be here with the bartenders. They've got an all-new craft cocktail bar. Villa Palma closed in Cocoa after all these years. They did not close because of the economy. They did not close because of business being bad or anything like that. Their lease was up. Mm. They didn't want to renew it. So they're going to come in here, and they're going to actually tell everybody what really happened and why they moved out of Cocoa. And sort of merged everything into their Indian Atlantic. Have you been to Villa Palma? It's one of my favorite places.
Yes, I have. Yes.
I love the carbonara. Is my favorite dish. When I was doing my cooking internship in Long Island, it was by far my favorite dish to make. And it is authentic. It is as close to what I was doing in a Sicilian place in Long Island. So try the carbonara. Tell them what's cooking in the 321. Said come try it. They've got a new bar in there. There's more seats. You know, when you put your liquor license in.
There are pictures recently online. I saw pictures.
Yes. So you can tell they're a little closer. It used to be you went in there and it was quiet and whatever. It's a little more, you know, it's a little more lively now because when you get your liquor license, you have to have 150 seats. Mm-hmm. So they've put them in there. So the bar, it's all white and bright and modern. And I had an espresso martini the other night. It was out of this world. You know, I'm a martini girl. So we're going to have the people here next week from Villa Palma with Steph and I, a show to not miss. We've got Masa on Wednesday night, another one of my martini places. They got $5 martinis on Wednesday nights at Masa.
Wow.
Masa is a place that I walk to from my house. I don't have to drive the rocket, so I'm not getting a DUI. We've got Space Coast Harley Davidson, 1440 Sportsman Lane, Northeast Palm Bay, 32905. It's out there by the Bass Pro Shop. Right off of 95.
You can see it, yeah.
They've got something really cool going on. I'm going to tell you about this. I love peaches. Indian River Natural Peaches. You can pre-order your peaches. But on Saturday, July 27th, 2:30 to 4 p.m., you can actually go there and get, they're saying it's the best peaches in the world. You know, we had Georgia peaches was here at Merritt Island. Mm-hmm. You know what? They ran out of peaches, you guys. This is a huge thing. So you can pre-order your peaches from Indian River Natural Peaches. It's www.indianrivernaturalpeaches.com, or you can call them at 772-532-4817 and you can order your peaches. I have to tell you, I'm going. I love peaches. When you get them this way, they're just different and they're just so good. So I'm not just saying that. I'm a peach girl, and of course, I'm hanging with a Georgia peach these days. We're going for the peaches. I don't know if you heard last week's show, that was a Georgia peach. That girl talks Georgia the whole way.
Yes, she has. Yeah,
she got a peach tattooed on her arm, for God's sake. Listen, don't forget, call them 772-532-4817. Order your peaches ahead of time, and you can pick them up at the Harley-Davidson in Palm Bay. Also, this is Shining Stars. It's a back-to-school celebration. It is August 4th. We're going to be talking about it next week, 11 to 4 on August 4th. Again, it's at the Harley-Davidson, the Space Coast Harley-Davidson. This is a fundraising event. It's aimed to provide and support an inclusive environment for individuals with autism and their families to prepare for the upcoming school year. It's a family-friendly event. They've got a play area with sensory-friendly, play area for autistic children. Also, a resource fair for those that are just learning about autism. They've got baking classes and other activities tailored to peeps with autism. So they're going to be doing this event again in November. They've got, it's called Taco Amor Kitchen.
They're sponsoring a lot of things, yeah. community things in their parking lot.
Yes,
right?
They are. And this is going to be up and coming. I'm hoping Harley-Davidson's going to get really on board with us and be doing, because we want to be doing a Thursday show, and I'm really pushing Harley-Davidson to come on board with me for that Thursday show, and I think it'll be good for everybody, especially everybody that's listening, because we're going to keep them up to date because they have events every single weekend. I don't know if people know, but you can actually, Harley-Davidson will fly you in to look at a motorcycle and buy it from anywhere.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And they do things, they have these little like webinars. They're not, they in their showroom, they'll show you how to take apart something, put it together. They've got amazing things. They've got food out there. They do, you know, bikers have always been, people think, oh, this club and this club. And let me tell you, when it's time to get presents for kids, those bikers are who's doing Toys for Tots and absolutely. Doing all those things. So I'm absolutely all about having Harley-Davidson come on board. Closings this week, we had the Bagel 13. I talked about that. We've got this is some things happening with the city. We've got a back-to-school giveaway Saturday, August 10th. You can mark your calendars. I will be reminding you again, 11 to 2, ages 5 to 17. We're giving away free backpacks and school supplies, free haircuts, heart screening, free food, fun games, and activities for all. This is a Play Melbourne Parks and Rec thing. It's at the Eddie Lee Taylor Senior Community Center. That's at 3316 Monroe Street. I'm going to be reminding you of that. All the Play Melbourne events, you can always call 321-608-7450 and get that event. The O'Galley Civic Center is having a two-day rummage sale. That's Friday, August 23rd and August 24th. Again, I'll be talking about that next week. That's on Highland. Big things happening in the Art District. They've got a hotel going up with the Fusner Center was. They've got a parking garage going next to the Civic Center. Huge things happening in the Art District. We've got Nomads opened. I would love for you and I to go in there and check out that music that they're playing in the background.
We do need to do that.
I'll check the food. You check the music. We'll see if it goes together. And then we can talk about it on our next show.
Well, that'd be awesome.
Okay. So we've got that going on. We've got, I hope Patty and Elaine are listening and Nikki, because I'm hoping that the Melbourne Community Orchestra is going to partake in our Halloween Spooktacular that is indoors. It's an indoor trick-or-treat. It's Saturday, October 26th, 10 to 2, free to participate. Bring candy and business info to pass out. Decorate an indoor Halloween booth. There's approximately 3,500 attendees. I can tell you we had more than that. It's at the Melbourne Auditorium, 625 Hibiscus. That's me. I'll be doing food and beverage that day. Mark, I'll make them put you close to us so we can do our teamwork and let people know we're going to be doing a dinner show and that we can get the word out that day. I hope you'll participate in that.
All the things that we want to have planned. I will bring it. I will bring it to my people.
And, you know, the only requirement is to bring enough candy for them 3,500 people.
Right.
But I think it's a great time that people, because, you know, these 3,500 people, maybe some of them don't know that there's a concert they can come to every month. So we've got the Holiday Market and Snowfest Kids Zone also at the auditorium. That's going to be in November. We'll be talking about that soon. Always looking for vendors. And that's not like a rummage sale. That's really cool. You could literally go there and do all your Christmas shopping.
Hmm.
It's fun for the kids. There's always a like real snow and a slide out there that you can go sledding and things like that. So, again, last week we had on Melbourne High School, who is doing their 50th class reunion. It's going to be at Front Street on 1025. Let's see, Mel High 50th class reunion. Friday evening, October 25th, they're meeting at Squid Lips. They're having a social. And then on Saturday, October 26th, Food Fun Friends, 6 p.m. at the Front Street Civic Center. I will be doing food and beverage for that. And you don't have to be, you can come if you graduate from Mel High any year. So, they're trying to fill the place and have everybody in COVID. A lot of people missed their reunions. Mm-hmm. Now's the time to, get with that. I can tell you that you can, I want to give that number back out. I guess I'll be giving it out to you next week. the where you can get more information. You certainly can go to let's see, contact front desk. Yeah, it's the only thing you didn't give us was the phone number to get more information on that. So I'll make sure next week you get that date also. Mark, anything you want to talk about going on in your neck of the woods? Anything
in
jazz places in Cocoa playing or anything?
You know, one of my students told me that he does a jazz jam somewhere downtown Melbourne, New Haven.
Really?
Yeah, and
I love jazz.
Yeah.
It's one of my faves. And my brother played with Mickey Howard, Ronnie Laws, and some jazz people, and I got really interested in the music because I didn't think it was something I like. And, you know, Motown, of course, has some great jazz players, but he traveled. I saw him play Radio City Music Hall. That's when I realized my brother was actually a pretty cool guy. Before that, he was just like, hey, he's a guy who plays guitar. Who cares?
We used to go
but
to Radio City
when you
City
see him
music,
at Radio City Music Hall, it's like, wow.
Used to be they at Easter and Christmas, they did a big stage show and then followed by a movie.
Okay.
So that was so growing up 15 minutes outside of Manhattan, we always went in for those two shows. But the big deal thing is my old roommate's the organist at Radio City Music Hall. He's been the organist
oh,
there for
cool.
35 years already.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that big old grand organ that comes out. Oh, my gosh.
So in Detroit, they have, it's called the Redford Theater. And everybody Google it because it is the coolest. They have it all vintage, just like it was way back in the 50s. They used to play, like, silent movies.
Wow.
But they have the original seats that they've redone a little bit. But the place has the organ in the walls.
Right.
And you remember, mm-hmm. like, some of the cathedrals, like, you know, churches in downtown used to have the organs with the real gold on the sides.
All the pipes,
that's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The let me tell you what's going on for me here. In July, we've got the home show this weekend. We've got the MMB band playing on Wednesday and Thursday, and then we've got the home show on Saturday and Sunday. And that's a good home show. That's got Fredericks there, who Southern Sophisticated Gents is there. He's got a lighting thing, and he's got all new stuff going on. It's a home show to better than the few we've had. So we've got that happening. We've got our Spirit Fest is going to be August 3rd and 4th. We've got an India Festival on the 10th and 11th. We've got a Republican Fest happening on the 9th of August, and then back to our gun show. So lots going on at the Melbourne Auditorium.
Yep. Our first show is September 4th. September 4th and
5th. And you will be here that Tuesday before
yes,
and maybe
I'll be
give
here
us
on
a
the 3rd,
preview
for sure.
of what's going to be happening there. Listen,
absolutely. You're going to know. There have been some people in the orchestra that have said, hey, what are we playing for next year? And I said, you'll know by Friday.
You'll know by Friday. So
Friday,
we will know by that, yes.
You will know everything
that
by then
is
also.
Awesome.
Promise.
We're going to keep you updated. Our Facebook page is going to get built in this next. We're going back to using Facebook for what's cooking in the 321. So you'll be able to log on there, see everything, keep up with our specials at our Melbourne Seafood and what's happening at Harley-Davidson, certainly what's going on at the auditorium and with the Melbourne Community Orchestra. So listen, thanks for tuning in today. We're going to be back, like I said, next week. We're going to get the skinny on the Villa Palma, and Steph will be back in her chair that Mark's been occupying. Thank you so much for coming last minute, especially.
What do you mean last minute? What do you, wait,
minute,
what do you mean
what
last
you,
minute?
That's right. Listen,
it's
three,
like,
two,
oh my
one.
Gosh, get dressed and go.
321 305-9906. Keep your comments coming, good or bad. You know, bad, it's just as good because it gets everybody listening even more. I'm all right with creative criticism. Have a great week and love each other, you guys. Bye.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.